Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Welcome again to our show, and with us is Max Greiner. Max, you're an artist and evangelist, and you've been doing this for quite a few years, but there's always a great story behind stuff like this, so why don't you share yours once again?
Sure. Well, most people are probably surprised that an artist would be involved with a radio show, but what happened is I got involved.
And an evangelist.
Yeah, and I got involved with the Holy Spirit, and my wife, Sherry, that's here with me, we, 1989, prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit that's in 1 Corinthians 12, and he just kind of turned our lives upside down. I was a Southern Baptist, and Sherry grew up Church of the Nazarene, but he changed us into something else, and so I no longer was just worried about making money and selling art and hunting like I love to do, but actually God gave me a burden for the lost, and once I found out how real God was, I wanted to tell other people, and so that's why we're doing this radio show. And it's just fun to share all the good things God's doing in our life because they surprise a lot of people, including us.
Well, you know, every week we have a special that we call Miracle of the Week. So I know we have a special guest that is your Miracle of the Week.
Right, right.
Tell us about that.
She's got a bunch of incredible miracles to share. And so she is a miracle herself and all the great things that God's done in her life. And I'm talking about Lueta Roschke. And she is a trustee of the Coming King Foundation. And she is a gifted pastor, evangelist, worship leader. She's prophetic. And she has just a lot of energy. And she has a lot of truth that's been poured into her from her parents and family for many years, and we're just honored that she is part of the Coming King Foundation. But we brought her back today so she could share some of the incredible things that God's been doing in her life, and a lot of them have been happening up there at the cross. So Lueta, welcome to the Cross at Kerrville radio show.
Thank you. I am glad and honored to be here again.
Lueta, now why are you here?
Just God.
Simple
question.
I mean,
God. Everything that answered everything in my life could just be God, His mercy and His grace.
You are the Coming King Foundation, or TCFK, trustee. How long have you been doing that, and how many years, and why?
About 3 years, I think. Maybe a little over now.
Mm-hmm. That's a big commitment to be part of this, because this thing is growing and growing and more time. So you spend a lot of time on this, being involved to do it right. And why did you make that commitment to be part of that?
I could see that God was really working and moving up on that mountain at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. I could see the fruit of it, people's lives being changed, people being set free and delivered and healed. I could see the fruit, and I said, I want to be a part of this. I prayed about it, and God said yes.
And she walked up to me. I remember the day she walked up to me, and I knew of her by her reputation because she's quite well known in our area for her ability to be a worship leader. But she came up to me and kind of introduced herself and told me who she was and said, I'd like to be involved in this. How can I? What can I do? How can I serve? And when you meet people that have a servant's heart, you know, that's the ones you want to work with.
That's right. And you, I have same testimony about her as you do. When I first met her, she was already established within your organization, but I could tell this is a person that loves to serve and help people. And if there was ever a person at the right place at the right time, it was you, Louetta.
Thank you.
Now, this is something that's really important for all Christians, and I'm going to ask you this question. How did you meet Jesus?
Well, it would take too long to go into all the details, but I had a very difficult childhood. My mom was an alcoholic, and I did not know my biological dad, and she had been married 6 times. And a lot of things had happened, a lot of abuse and stuff, and while she was still an alcoholic. But so I went to live with my grandparents, and my biological dad, which I'd never met, came, and I met him. And he took me to church when I was 10 years old, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ at 10 years old.
Wow.
So that changed your life?
Absolutely. I was a scared, frightened, rejected, very abused little girl. But God began to change my life that day.
Well, do you look at yourself now as being blessed?
I am so blessed, and I experience the blessings of God. I have joy in my life. God has healed me. He has poured into me, and I love serving God. I have a blast serving God.
Yeah, God has used, you know, with all of us, those things we go through in our lives, God somehow is able to take them and bring good out of the bad. And so today, Louetta is up there ministering the love of Jesus to hundreds and thousands of people. And so, you know, even though she went through bad stuff, God redeemed it when she came to Jesus, and He turned that all around, and now she's helping other little girls that were hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's what He does with His kids that come to
and
Him.
And if you hadn't had that background, you would not have the credibility with these people when you're speaking to them.
That's right. I can speak from a place of experience, of experiencing the brokenness and the abuse and the fear and the rejection and all these things. But not only can I speak from walking through that, I can speak from being the other side and how that God can change you. And it's amazing how many people, how many sexually abused women, how many people that have been abandoned or hurt or wounded that God sends to me. And many of them I've met up at the cross and pray and had the honor to pray with them because I know God can do this. You know, when we come through something and we get set free, then we reach our hand back and we pull somebody else out of it and we pull them forward.
Now, you have some amazing stories from the garden. Mm-hmm. Suicide prevention, glory, gifts. Mm-hmm. Share a few of those with us, please.
One of the most dramatic ones was a lady that her name is Laura, and actually she was on a TV program with me, and she shared her testimony very openly. I had gotten a phone call from a friend of hers, who this lady is also on my worship team, and she said, Louetta, can you meet me and another friend and this lady, Laura, up at the cross? Can you meet us to pray? I said, sure. And I was real busy. And I said, well, what about like on Wednesday? And she said, Louetta, we're afraid to leave her. And when she said that, I knew. I said, okay, I will be up there in an hour. And they brought her. And when this lady got out of the car, literally, she was bent over. They were not because she was physically handicapped, but she was so broken and so wounded. She was bent over weeping, and they were having to hold her up, one on each side of her arm, on each of her sides, holding her up and bearing her up and taking her up to the cross. Well, I had never met this lady, and she told us later that she kept begging. She told me, she said, "I kept begging them to take me back," because she lived about 20 minutes away. She said, "We'll do this another time. Just take me back home." They said, "No, we're not going to do that. We're not leaving you alone." Well, we got up there. I introduced myself to her, and she began to share her story, and it was heartbreaking. She had been physically abused by ex-husbands. She had been abandoned. She had been told when she was a child that she was told by her father that there were some people that were just meant to go to hell, that were created to go to hell, and she was one of them, that she would never be able to go to heaven. She believed that. She also, her son, who was 15 years old, had gotten killed in a car accident. And then her teenage daughter had left her, and she just felt like her world fell apart. She was totally destroyed. And we got up there and we began to pray. I'll give you the backside of this real quick. I'll tell you what we prayed in a moment. But we found out later, she told us, she kept trying to get her two friends that brought her up there to leave, and they wouldn't. So she went back in her bedroom while they were there, and they didn't know it, loaded her gun, put it on the on her bedside table, and wrote out her suicide notice, and then went back out there and kept trying to get them to leave, and they wouldn't. They brought her to the cross. She had made up her mind that she was going to kill herself that day.
And this happens at the 77-foot cross.
Absolutely.
And I understand that there's been a number of suicide cancellations.
There's been 18 that we know of. Mm-hmm. 18 that we know of so far.
So if you're listening right now and you have someone that is seriously depressed or thinking about suicide, you have nothing to lose by bringing these people to Kerrville, Texas.
Absolutely.
And bringing them to the cross. What have you got to lose?
Yes. And because there is such an anointing and a presence of God of them, when you walk on the property, you immediately feel the presence of God. And this woman came, and we began to pray. I asked her, you know, do you know the Lord? And she accepted the Lord. She was delivered and set free from this spirit of suicide. And God totally healed her heart from rejection and depression. He set her free.
Now, this is something really important. Does someone have to come to the garden?
Absolutely not. The great thing about the Holy Spirit, He's everywhere. He's everywhere. He's as near to you as your breath. And all you have to do is call out to the Lord. It's not the place, it's who you call out to. It's not where, it's who you're calling out to. And the Bible says there's salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus.
Why does someone have to believe in God? Why should they believe in God?
Well, number one, He's good. He's got a great plan for their lives, but He is their creator. He designed them, and He loves them. And Jesus Christ came to earth, left all of the glory of heaven to die on the cross. He paid for all of our sins, all of our wrongdoings, and He died on the cross and was resurrected for us so that we can be Christians.
Max and Sherry, any closing comments?
I just want to say what Lueta just gave you, a tip of the iceberg of this incredible testimony with this lady. But if you'll get the picture, a lady had the gun loaded, suicide note written, was going to shoot herself. God sends two Christian friends, will not leave her. They drag her to the cross. They call Lueta, who has not met this lady. They meet there. You read the scriptures in the
Scripture tiles.
Scripture tile. We have 77 scripture tiles. She read those scripture tiles. She gets up to the cross. Then you prayed the four plaques inside the cross, right? Which, did you pray those?
We didn't pray those inside the cross. We went over and sat down. She couldn't stand up any longer.
Okay. Well, anyways, but you prayed the prayers sitting over somewhere else.
But
basically, all the prayers that we have to be saved, to be empowered, to be healed, to be delivered, and all that happened, and that lady's life was transformed.
Not only transformed for that day, Max, her life has completely changed now, totally. And she was delivered. She was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and she's playing piano in the church and in part of the church choir. Her life has totally changed.
Wow.
She has joy.
Wow.
Sherry, do you have any comments?
No?
I think they've about covered it. But it is an amazing story, and I love to hear the story over and over because it just tells everyone that there's always hope and don't give up.
Amen.
Max, people are listening right now, no matter what their problems are or where they're at in their life, how can they get in touch with us and get more information
okay.
about the cross?
One thing you can do is go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and you can pray. We've got the prayers, the plaques, the scriptures that are right there this lady saw, and you can go to that website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and those prayers are there. But God, you can just reach him by reaching out to him right now, and he will help you, and no matter how bad things are, God will come to you and help you at this moment of need.
Loretta?
And you know, if you do come up to the cross, we have prayer chaplains up there quite often that will pray with you. Or even if they're not one, a lot of times other people will pray with you. But you will experience the presence of God right where you are right now today. There is hope in Jesus Christ, like Sherry had said. And so you can just ask him, invite him in. Call out to him right now. If you're experiencing depression, ask him to come in and to heal you and to set you free. God desires to change you, your life from this moment on. Your best days can be ahead of you.
Max?
Thank you. That's truth. Now come to Kerrville or at least get to the Bible and get to the Lord, because no matter what the situation is, he will come and he will help.
And our website, one more time, please.
Okay. It's thecomingkingfoundation.org or thecrossatkerrville.org.
And thank you, folks, for listening in this week to our show. We appreciate it. We hope you've enjoyed it. And if we can help you in any way, go to that website, and we'll get back in touch with you, especially if you're seriously depressed or you're thinking about suicide or something like that. Get in touch with us. We want to help you. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm back today to share some more comments with you. If you ever have a comment, we would really welcome them, and please just send them in to us anytime by mail, or if you're at the garden, you can fill out one of our cards and just put it in the box. Okay, our first comment today we have is from Tom and Mary Pucci. They are tour guides, chaplains of the Kerrville Cross. We just want to say, being at the garden and praying in the cross is the delight of our life. We often say everything in our life has led us to this joy, unspeakable and full of glory, and it keeps on getting better. From Carol and Mike Darby in Richland, Minnesota, praise God for faithful supporters and people who want to spread the word of God. Bless you all, and especially Max and Sherry. What a testament of faith and trust in our Savior. And Anonymous is all we have for the next quote. They said, the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place is overwhelming. God bless all involved in this place. Let's see, who is next? Linda Ludwig of Houston, Texas. You know the needs, and we know you have plans already in place. Thank you for your prayers and for providing the needs of the Coming King Foundation. Thank you for all the volunteers and for all the wonderful people that have answered your call to make this cross a special place to come and grow in Christ. In your Son's name, amen. Peggy Othman is the next one. I will continue in prayer for you in the Coming King Foundation. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of God's marvelous work at the garden. And this one, I think this one is funny. I like this one. It says, God bless you, Max. There is no one like you. God knows how to pick the right and faithful people. More blessings to you. And one more. Max and Sherry, I thank you for your perseverance, strength, and raising the cross. As I go in and out of Kerrville and see it over our area, I have a sense of heavenly protection and peace and the blessing of God to make Kerrville a place where he brings our hearts in line with his blessings. Sylvia McGinnis. And I'm so afraid that I'm out of time again, so thank you for listening, and I'll certainly have some more for you next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, to donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.